Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Yet again, the mayor of Oklahoma City has been tested and challenged by tragic circumstances. The latest giant tornado to strike the Oklahoma City area and its suburbs on Monday destroyed entire neighborhoods, left at least two dozen dead, hundreds injured. Joining us now is the mayor of Oklahoma City, Mick Cornett. Mr. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
You are in extraordinary footsteps in terms of stepping up and providing leadership to a community that really, really needs it. How are you feeling right about now?
You know, a little overwhelmed. I sense that we're dealing with a lot of the physical additives that come with an event like this, but that the emotional side will hit us starting later in the week when we have to bury those kids that died in the grade school. I think that's when the community's really going to need the world's help.
And we are so grateful to the members of your community who have been with this program from the beginning, and we've heard from some of them, and there's a real sense of connection, I think, around the country to the people in your city.
Well, I'm thankful for that. We are hearing from people all over the world, and a lot of people understand what we're going through and wish they could do more to help us. There's nothing easy about this. The level of destruction at the ground zero part of the storm was just unimaginable. I don't see how anybody survived it, and yet we know hundreds did. So there's lots of heroic stories out there, but at this point, a city almost has to grab hands and pull each other up.
Well, give me a sense of the priority list as you see it on this day.
Well, I think we're moving out of search and rescue and into trying to get people whose house were damaged or destroyed back into the neighborhood so they can take a look around. And in the Oklahoma City side of the equation, remember this has touched several municipalities, or at least more than two. We've gotten people back where they can, you know, touch their property again, see it, and try to figure out what to do next. On the Moore side, it's a little more difficult. Their resources are a little smaller than ours, and the need a little bit greater. So it's taking a little bit longer on that side. So I think today we start with a lot of the physical aspects of it, and then there's the utility side. You know, you've got to get electricity restored and some of the other, you know, attributes of a modern community. And then later in the week, I suspect, you know, the funerals for the now 20 to 30 people who lost their lives on Monday will begin. And I think that's when we're really going to need each other.
Explain how partly because of the situation in 1999 when you had the May 4th tornadoes, that in times like these, the sort of city-suburb borders seem to go away, and there's a real sense of the whole metro area together.
Well, you know, tornadoes know no boundaries. They don't seem to care where streets are or corridors, or certainly not city lines. And so they attack and almost always impact more than one governmental body. So in this case, you have two cities, one county, the state and the federal government, and that encompasses a lot of different agencies. You know, whether you're talking about how to deal with insurance or first responders, and you know, I think fortunately, at least here in Oklahoma City, we work pretty well together, and there are mutual aid agreements and a lot of training that takes place. You know, in times when you don't need it. And so when these things occur, our first responders get after it. We've also, through the years, invested heavily in public safety. Our citizens, time and time again, have spent tens of millions of dollars, you know, making sure that our public safety officials had the training and the tools that they need. And we're using all of those resources now.
And, you know, I hate to intrude on your grief and the emotional issues there, but I'm just wondering, what is it like to hold someone's hand and say the time for search and rescue is over and the time to sort of move into the rebuilding stage is upon us? That's really your heaviest responsibility on some level.
Well, you know, we have limited experience in this, but in 1999, when we were kind of at the stage we're nearing, there was only one person that was unaccounted for. And ultimately, that person was found as well. But they had been pulled out of a moving vehicle, apparently by the storm, and then sent quite a bit of ways away. And so although they had found the car, they couldn't find the person. And ultimately, they were found in stacks and stacks of debris. In this case, literally, I visited the site yesterday, and there are areas where the debris appears to be 3 and 4 feet high, for almost as far as you can see in all directions. And, you know, so you're talking several blocks of this. You know, there's no question that there could be people down in there, but the people that are professionals at this sort of search and recovery, they have a lot of confidence in the canine unit's ability to find people dead or alive. And they have combed those areas, and they are convinced that there's nobody else in there. I think if there are still missing people, and I don't have verification that there are, there's always going to be people that have hope. And so it's not that you quit looking as much as you move into a different phase of trying to start to remove the debris. You can't leave the debris lying around for a lot of other health reasons.
Well, we will be thinking of you later this week when the really difficult task begins. Any final thoughts before we go?
No, but we appreciate the thoughts and prayers of people around the country. I'm hearing from people I know who first wanted to check on, you know, my safety and my family's safety, but then wanted to know how the city was doing. And we sense, the prayers of the country are behind us, and that's helpful. And we know we'll pull through this, but we also know it's hard, and we're going to need everybody's support.
Well, you've got it, and we'll get you back to work. Mick Cornett, the mayor of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.